Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you on the site, including the listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add yourself to our listener map. There are hundreds of people who have already done so. You can add your location, your picture. You can add a little phrase to go along with yourself. And you can see who else is in your area that might be listening to Free Talk Live. And who knows? You might meet up with an old college buddy. We actually had a couple of our listeners encounter one another, and they hadn't seen each other for 15 years, and they're reunited thanks to the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. You should also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're exploring a couple of objections to libertarianism. Coming up this hour, we got something about George Bush. Apparently, he said some things that maybe he shouldn't have let slip out.
He said one thing that he definitely shouldn't have let slip out.
We'll find out what that is, because I don't even know what it is. Yeah, that's coming up this hour. And your calls as well about whatever you want, whether it be political or personal. You take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. But we go back to the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, where someone has posted a couple of objections to libertarianism. And he's objecting to the claims that libertarians make, and that we make all the time on this show. And one of our favorite ones, taxation is theft. It is. It's theft at gunpoint.
Yep.
It's the government taking money from you at gunpoint, because if you don't pay them voluntarily, they're going to take it by force. So, yeah, taxation is theft. But here's what the socialist has to say. This is a college professor, so he's really smart. He actually has two rebuttals to this claim, the taxation is theft claim. First rebuttal, you're going to love this one, man, which the first is that property is theft. The notion behind property is that A declares something to be property. Person A declares something to be property and then threatens anybody who wants to still wants to use that property. Where does A get the right to forcibly stop others from using it?
Prudhan, property is theft.
Is that basically a summary of what he had to say?
Mm.
That's actually the first time I've ever heard somebody explain that before. What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with theft.
So can I use this? I wonder if I can go to this guy's the parking lot of this college and take this guy's car and use it for the weekend.
Yeah, because the land is free, man. Right. It's free for all of us.
Maybe bring it back with almost no gas in the gas tank. Do you think he would just say, "Well, you know, it's not my property. Oh, you can use my toothbrush too, and you can use my house." In fact, I'm not even going to sleep there tonight. All of you can come and live in my house and eat all my food in my fridge.
And my wife is pretty attractive. If you want to sleep with her, be my guest.
Right. I mean, not to suggest that your wife is your property or anything like that.
Right.
But it's asinine. I mean, how can this make sense to people, Manwich? How can that claim, person A declares something to be property and threatens anybody who still wants to use it? Well, no, if you ask me nicely, I might just let you use it.
We don't declare things to be property. Everything is property.
That's right.
It's either property of someone or it's property of no one.
Right.
But that's it.
It hasn't been claimed yet. It's possible that it's out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's homesteaded it yet. It is certainly possible.
Often,
claim property.
I guess what I'm referring to as property of no one is really the government's property.
I see what you mean.
You know, they seem to have sort of control over it, but and everybody owns it. Supposedly.
Yeah.
So here's his second solution to his second rebuttal to taxation is theft. He says, the second is that taxation is part of a social contract.
There it is again.
Essentially, tax is payment and services for payment in exchange for services from government. This kind of argument is suitable for defending almost any tax as part of a contract. Many libertarians accept social contract. For example, essentially all minarchists must insist on a monopoly of government, like you, Manwich. So you must believe that there's some sort of a social contract out there.
I must.
Yeah. Kind of makes you sound a little silly now. Of course, they didn't. So now the socialist is kind of taking sides with you on this.
I don't really necessarily believe in a social contract. I really believe in a, you know, the fact is you've just got to point guns at people and tell them what not to do now and then. Don't do that.
Only if they're on your property.
Wait, stupid. Don't do that.
Maybe only if they're on your property, in which case then it's your rules.
How about the flying car example? That is really the best one I've got yet. Okay, so libertarianism takes over. Flying cars are everywhere. Suddenly, Jackhole A, who's nearsighted and prone to epileptic seizures, decides he's going to get in a flying car.
Yeah.
And he flies that flying car over my house, and then has an epileptic seizure. And that car begins to plummet and runs into my roof.
Well, if there's
I die.
If there's a problem with men with epileptic seizures buying cars, and again, I would presume that if that was an issue, somebody, the car salespeople might be responsible for that. There might be somebody you could hold responsible for allowing.
Is there somebody you hold them responsible for just selling a car to an incredibly stupid person? Because
no.
They're out there. Sorry,
yeah.
They are.
Well, there's a good chance that somebody's going to crash through your living room wall tonight,
well,
Manwich.
Well. No, there's not.
Necessity.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Okay, so necessity, as they say, is the mother of invention. Now let's take your flying car example. You could have it so that there would be a program that would monitor your vital signs, and should your vital signs drop below a certain point, the car would just go into stall mode and hover.
Yeah, that's certainly possible.
That's just an idea.
Yesterday, I pull into a parking lot. There's a couple of old people, and when I say old, I mean like 85. They just rambled into their Buick. Ever notice how Buicks handle horribly?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they just really... You can't... A brand new Buick handles terrible.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's old people driving them, really. And so they're pulling... I swear to God, it was 1 mile an hour. They backed out. I have to sit in the middle of traffic waiting to turn in while they back out. And then they back... The fact is, man... People need to be licensed. I'm sorry.
They are licensed. What? You keep giving examples of things that already can happen in the real world.
They
and
are
I gotta
happening.
Agree with you. Yeah, and these people are licensed. And it's not doing you any good, is
right.
it?
They're mailing it in saying, all right, I don't need to go in, take a driving test anymore. Just give me my license through the mail.
And to suggest that these bureaucrats are going to all of a sudden
people
start
made
caring.
It? Just imagine the people that didn't. Just imagine them for a minute.
I don't think many people don't make it. I really don't.
Sorry,
I think they pretty much approve most everybody.
Yeah, sorry, they do.
But if and I agree with Jason that necessity is the mother of invention. If there's a problem with people losing control, by the way, they're already talking about having these things have autopilot mode where you punch in the location of where you want to go to.
It doesn't handle stupid, right? I mean, it doesn't handle the stupid argument. And they're out there.
Right.
People so dumb. They just barely put a blip on the old...
Right, so because there are dumb people, we shouldn't allow anybody to have flying cars.
I'm not talking about flying cars. I'm talking about we need the FAA to control the use of flying cars to some extent.
Just like the DEA is going to control
because
the use of drugs.
It has nothing to do with a social contract.
Yeah.
It's just that some people need a bullet in the head if they're too stupid to get... if they're stupid enough to get behind
the wheel
of a car.
Why don't you just build a little barrier over top of your house so in case, since you're so paranoid about it, man.
A rubber one, so if they crash, they'll just bounce right off.
Obviously, the FAA is doing a great job. I mean, now, right now, man, which the FAA, this wonderful government agency that you just defended, right now, they don't have to deal with every single person in the United States having an air vehicle. They only have to deal with the professional drivers, the people that fly the airlines. And wait.
We'll call them pilots.
Oh, the pilots, right. Wait a minute. No, they haven't stopped the pilots from flying drunk.
They're not going to be able to stop them, obviously. These people aren't
omniscient. Well, then what are you talking about? What makes you think that if they can't stop the professionals, well, there's a limited amount of them, if they can't stop them from screwing things up, what makes you think they're going to have any control over everybody?
Do you think they pull the license from one of the professionals that does it more than once? Because I think they do.
Well, if they've already crashed
Thank
into your house,
freaking God, they do.
If they've already crashed into
really?
Your house in a fiery inferno,
are you that narrow-minded that you can't see that we need to have freaking driver's licenses? Really? Are you that dense? That much of? I mean, you're holding
no,
on too
think
hard.
I don't think
yes,
we need to do that.
I am a minarchist. We need a small government to shoot
you're
stupid
about a
people.
Huge, you're talking about a huge. You are out of control. You are out of your mind. You're talking about a huge federal government bureaucracy to license every single person to fly a plane. What are you talking about?
If we
about?
Have flying cars, anybody who wants to fly in one ought to have a license.
Why can't you just make it so the companies
Because we have a huge federal bureaucracy right now that licenses, not a federal one.
Yeah, and they do a lousy job.
Drive.
They do a lot.
In a world where there's less government,
there's
they'll do a better
people.
Job.
Oh, please. And they're, yeah, right.
Absolutely
Government's terrible at everything it does, no matter how big they are. Let's also point out that there's plenty of people that drive without licenses. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever you want goes. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And poor Manwich. She got all excited about the whole flying cars crashing into his house, and it made him angry.
And then loud. And then as soon as we went to break, it was...
Chloroseptic, yeah.
Or septic.
Ah, yes.
Actually, is that Vicks? What is that?
No, it says you have Vicks, Chloroseptic.
Oh, now they own Chloroseptic, guys.
Apparently, they must have bought them up.
800-259.
Capitalism at work, my friend.
Yes, indeed. 800-259-5791. So, we were talking about this social contract until we got derided onto the airplane thing.
You know, you did this, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So we're going back to the social contract thing, and what we were reading from is an essay, a really, really long essay. Did you ever notice that the socialists tend to be really, really long-winded in print?
Well, you got to have a lot of BS to be able to hide that stuff.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of big words. They like big words, too, because they want to show how smart they are. Well, in this case, this guy's claiming that taxation isn't theft. It's part of a social contract. In fact... Tax is just payment in exchange for services from government. This kind of argument is suitable for defending almost any tax as part of a contract. Well, according to Joel Wilcox, here's his response to it. I like it. He says, so Mr. Hubin, the guy that wrote the socialist drivel, tells us that the state is justified in collecting taxes in exchange for the services it provides us. The only problem is, who determined that we needed the state to provide those services? Who determined that the state was necessary in the first place? Well, in an excellent display of circular logic, the state did, of course. So, no one has ever answered the question of whether or not the state is necessary. In fact, most have never even asked that question. This is crucial, because if it's possible to live without the state, then that if it is possible to live without the state, that is, if everything the state gives us could be attained through other means, and I believe it absolutely could, then not only is the state not justified in its existence, but it's also preventing us, through a monopoly established by force, from pursuing other and perhaps better options.
Well, that's true.
Imagine, for instance, that the state stepped in and set up a monopoly on grocery stores. That is, by force, it prevented everybody else from competing in the grocery business.
Or garbage collection.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, they did that crap. All
yeah,
right.
they've already stepped in there. After this was done, we noticed that the quality of our groceries, as well as or garbage collection, as well as the quality of the service we received, was sharply diminished. I mean, after all, they don't have competition. You have to shop at their stores. You have to have the state pick up your garbage in most areas of this country. Left with no other options, we find ourselves completely dependent on the inferior state grocery outlets. Should we be grateful to the state for providing us with groceries? It's kind of your attitude with the police. Well, it's a good thing we got going here. We don't want to mess it up. We don't want to let competition come in and provide us with superior protection services.
Hey, you know what? As soon as we get down to a constitutional government, I'll look at all the other options
until then,
the private market.
I won't even look at it.
No. Right. Well, I really can't see how the private market's going to provide me with anti-aircraft missiles to shoot stupid people out of the air.
If there's a demand for it, the market will provide, Manwich. Anyway, he goes on. He says, are we indebted to the state via some magical contract because we're now dependent on it for our food, despite the fact that it was through force that all of our other superior options were eliminated? Nonsense. And yet, if we don't feel so indebted and are reluctant to pay our share, Mr. Hubin claims that the goons who show up at your door are only enforcing a contract. Ha! Well, all of our options were removed by force, and then we're told that by our use of certain government monopolized services, we're voluntarily consenting to that social contract. Oh, so because there's only the government garbage collection, if we decide, I want to take my own garbage to the dump. I don't want to pay that portion of my property taxes. We can't do that. We're volunteering into this social contract by paying all of our property taxes. Because there's no other garbage services out there, that must mean we have decided that we want the service that we're getting. Huh?
Of course.
Craziness. He says, as if we really have a choice. Despite that, let's assume that social contract theories is correct in the assumption that the state is necessary for peace, social cooperation, and for the providing of essential services, and is therefore justified. As mentioned above, this in no way tells us which or what form of government is legitimate or right. As far as we can tell, any and every claim to power is equal. That is, if I stand up and declare myself ruler of all the territory currently known as the United States, my claim is just as valid as that made by the United States Constitution. After all, I could write a constitution that had a plan to provide for the peace, force cooperation, and provide those services required by the social contract, whatever they are. So what's the difference? What is the difference? What's the difference between this guy getting together in a room with a bunch of his buddies and writing up his own constitution versus the guys that did it 200 years ago?
Well, they did do a republic of democratically elected leaders.
Yeah.
That's a little more legitimate than some guy standing up and going, hey,
I'm the king of the world.
Just a little bit more legitimate, but not much. He says, well, the difference is that I lack the force needed to take power, just as Saddam Hussein lacked the necessary force to hold on to his power, despite the fact that his reign may have been justified by a contract. In short, might, not the social contract, makes right. It is through force that the state is established, and in our current time, it's fashionable to point to the social contract as an ad hoc justification of our power and authority. There is no social contract. I am forced to use certain government services because all of my options have been removed, and I'm forced to pay for them, even if I don't want them. I'm forced to be called a citizen of a nation that I don't recognize because I was accidentally born in the arbitrary geographical boundaries that have been set by an arbitrary and illegitimate government that has done that has no more right to rule the land than I do, except for the fact that I have less guns. That's all it's about. He doesn't have an army on his side. He can't fight the state.
No, if he could fight the state and win, he would, in fact, rule.
But, see, the thing is, people like us, we don't want to rule. I don't want to rule over anybody else. I just want to have my property and rule over it. Okay? I'm the sovereign of this studio right here. If I want to kick you guys out of here, I can kick you out of here any old time I want to.
Fair enough.
Now, let's see, I'm going to raise the tax rate tonight here. You're going to have to start paying $5 per show. Yeah, I should really start making you pay me when you come in here. How's that sound?
See ya.
Right, so you've got the freedom to leave any old time you want to. Yep. And I would never consider coming to your house at night, man, which and saying, hey, open up. We had a social contract that you were going to pay me $5 per show. Now, I know you haven't showed up here for the last 5 weeks, but we have a contract. Don't you remember signing it? Of course not. It's just as ludicrous as the cop showing up claiming that you owe them money. It's so nutty. How it is that these socialists can even imagine this social contract existing, I don't understand it. And actually, I've encountered one recently. I've encountered one recently that's just dyed in the wool. I mean, he is indoctrinated to the core socialist. I'm thinking about bringing him on the show.
What?
I don't know, just because we know. I mean, the last time we had a socialist call in was Jason the Communist from California.
He's pretty good.
He's good, mm-hmm. And he agrees with us on a lot of things. And, yes, he is a communist, but he doesn't appear to be quite as... I think Jason the Communist, he's a little more of an individualist than he might like to let on. I mean, he's mentioned to us, for instance, that he's run a business. He has his own business, that sort of thing. He doesn't want to give us his car, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
This other guy, real socialist. So I want to work on that. We'll see. See if we can get a socialist on the air with us. Unless you're one of them, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-5791. It's tough to get them to climb out of the woodwork. They're out there. Are you afraid of talking to a few libertarians? We're not going to hang up on you. It's your show. 800-259-5791. Inviting the socialists to call in. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Anything goes. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have our auction going on right now. It's actually, I think, at about $50. I looked earlier today. $50 for the top banner at freetalklive.com. We figure, what better way to find out what our banners are worth than to turn it over to the market? Let the market decide.
Because we practice what we preach.
Exactly. Yep. Well, at least, yeah, I do. You don't preach. You don't really preach.
I might have a sore throat. I can still beat your butt.
I don't doubt that.
No, I don't doubt it either.
I've seen the guns.
All right, so,
Big arms do not make a fighter. They help a little bit.
Well, they're certainly intimidating, and that,
you know, be nimble,
that'll get in your opponent's head.
It's really the velocity that you make your fist travel.
Yeah.
Right. That's what'll knock somebody
out. Or foot, for that matter.
Yeah.
And where you connect to, I would think, as well.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a knowledge of where to hit people.
Right. Oh, yes.
So, you go to auction.freetalklive.com, and you can place your bid on the top banner on the website. Maybe you want to promote your band. Maybe you want to promote your favorite website. Maybe you want to promote your business. Whatever it is, you can put it up there at the top of our website at auction.freetalklive.com. I think there's about 2 days left, maybe 3 days left. So, place your bid now, auction.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's go to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey. Evening, Walt.
Kind of in the middle of a snowstorm here. We're supposed to get 10 inches by about 6 o'clock in the morning. But
wow.
Yeah, we've already got 5 or 6 already. And anyway.
Nothing better to do than sit around and listen to Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, it seems like every time you guys are on, I try not to be a caller every night. You know?
You're interesting, Walt.
Well, the lines are open. You got something to say, and it's one call per night, so here you are, Walt.
Well, you know, you come out here with this letter from this socialist piece of garbage.
Right. He's a college professor. He's educated, Walt. He's really smart.
You know what? You know what he is? He's an educated idiot.
Hmm, indeed.
I mean, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, Walt.
I mean, anyway, here's the bottom line. Right now, we pay 62% of our income in some form of tax or another.
Probably right, mm-hmm.
Okay, now what could you do if you just got to keep 50% of your income instead of 38%?
Buy another house?
What, you could maybe send your kids to a real school?
Sure.
You know, instead of one of the schools that we have to, there you go. There's another deal. What? Forget about the grocery store. We have to pay the tax for the school, even though, like me, I've got a 13-year-old son. He's the only one still at home.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest boys are all grown. And he goes to a private school, but I still have to pay for this stupid tax.
Right, because you signed a social contract, don't you remember?
I didn't sign anything.
No, they gave you a roofie.
They forced it on me with their guns, basically.
Right.
Because if I don't pay it, and like the house you own, you don't own that house.
Nope.
You're renting it from the state.
That's right.
Yep.
If you fail to pay your property tax, guess who owns that house? Same thing with your car, your truck, your motorcycle.
Oh, and apparently, according
to
according to Jason's article earlier, If you let your grass grow a little too high, you don't own your house anymore either.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you got into that the other night, and I didn't get to finish my point. These communist bastards that'll pick up the phone and call the city or the state or the county or the police department, like that guy that I knew that got killed. I've had people pick up the phone and call them on my dogs because they want to break into my property here and steal stuff.
Hmm. Disgusting.
Now, wait a minute. If I blow them away, do you think I'm going to call the cops? I'm going to load them up in the back of my pickup truck and drop them off on the side of the road somewhere.
You're darn tootin', man. I'd never call the cops if I was involved in something like
Why
that.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, that's you might as well just kill yourself.
Yeah, this guy broke onto my, in other words, it hadn't happened, but broke onto my property without my permission.
Right.
And why should I have to answer any questions?
Hell no.
It pisses me off that I wasted a bullet on that piece of garbage.
Exactly. Not to mention having to waste all the time disposing of the body. I'm with you, Walt.
He's probably got a couple of bucks in his wallet to pay for the bullet.
You dig that out. And, you know, and if he's going to do that, obviously he's got a police record. So when the cops find him, the investigation will go about like this. Oh, yeah, this guy, look at this guy's police record, man, as they're looking at the computer. Oh, yeah, well, let's just call the coroner and let's
go get some donuts.
Coffee and donuts.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Walt. Great call. Best one of the week. 800-259-5790. We've got to end that one on a high note. Thanks,
Walt. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what? They're going to investigate real heavy on somebody that's a criminal? I mean, they barely the only time the cops come out and actually do real investigations is when there's a little girl that dies, you know, or
because that's when the media starts getting interested.
Right, yeah, if the media is paying attention, then the cops are holding press conferences, and they're just eating it up, and boy, they're really working hard to catch the killer of that little girl.
Yeah, boy, it's really amazing. Little girls are getting snatched up by the boatload nowadays. Oh, wait, it's always happened, and the media's... Just paying attention to it a little more.
Is Walt a bad man for suggesting that, man?
What's that?
To suggest that if someone was breaking into your house, if someone was breaking into his house, you'd kill him and just dump the body.
I think that you should have the right to do it. I don't necessarily just support just smoking him, but I do support Walt's right to smoke him.
I mean, but
I think that if you commit a felony and die in the commission of that felony, I'm sorry, I got no love for you.
Sure, but what about the whole idea of taking that person's body and just disposing of it and not calling the cops?
Oh, man, that's a little scary. You know, like, you're getting in trouble there.
Yeah, you're setting
yourself
up.
I didn't just kill this guy on the defense of my property. I murdered him. Like, it's an admission in the eyes of the cops.
Right.
I think that I would call the law. Look, this guy was coming in.
Yeah, but then you might get charged with murder.
Here's a piece of a device that every homeowner should have for self-defense. A Saturday night special. Just drop it on the criminal, and, you know, then, look, he had a gun when he was coming in.
You mean one just that's like, not registered to you?
Yeah. Just like all the laws got, you know, carrying one of these Saturday night specials in the car so they could say, hey, whoa, right. Let me. You should have a Saturday night special at the house, so you can put it in the guy's hand.
Yep.
Interesting suggestion.
I'm just assuming that the burglar was male, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to Old
disparage
Georgie.
Disparage any of the ladies out there to say that they couldn't burglarize a house if they wanted to.
Let's move along to Old Georgie boy. Jason, he said a little something that maybe he went a little too far. What's going on?
I'll get to there. Right. I'll get to that in a minute. Well, first off, some Americans have been captured in Iraq, and they're being held hostage.
Okay.
Well,
these are the peace activists, right?
Right.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Bush said, well, we, of course, don't pay ransom for any hostages. Okay. And then, what we will do, of course, is use our intelligence gathering to see if we can't help locate them. Because that American intelligence gathering, it is so fine.
Yeah. Well, that way we'll be able to locate them and do what?
Well, you know, check them out.
Right.
So, you terrorists want to let them go? No?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to pay you. I guess we'll send a letter of apology to the families, huh?
I guess he's suggesting they go and rescue them, but I don't think that you can count on the government to do anything of that sort.
Right. Really. And then Mr. Bush was questioned about the presence of secret prisons and torture facilities.
And that's where he spilled the beans, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to come back with that. 800-259-5791, because I don't even know what he said yet. I'm interested to hear this. 800-259-5791. Your calls about, well, whatever you want. This is your show. Bush spills the beans. Coming up, it is Free Talk Live.
you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Wednesday night edition of the show here for a little while longer, till 10 o'clock Eastern, so still time for your calls if you make them. It's Ian here with you.
Aaron Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with lots of stuff for you to see. Over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well over 1,000 people interacting. And it's all free. Whether it be a fun, kind of lighthearted post or a real serious issues-based post or maybe something about theology. I mean, it's all there at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. So take a look at that. Let's go to the Bush quote. The flub from President Bush. He was addressing the idea, the whole CIA prison, the secret prison
thing. Somebody questioned him about the presence, because there have been so many reports recently, the presence of these secret prisons and torture facilities. His quote, "I don't talk about secret programs." That's it. He doesn't talk about secret programs.
So he acknowledged their existence. Or he acknowledged the existence of secret programs.
Indeed. Right. And that's it. I just thought it was very, very entertaining.
Indeed.
He is, essentially, acknowledging that there are secret programs.
Yes, he is.
He's just saying, oh, I'm just not going to talk about
Which, of course, is totally unconstitutional.
Of course.
Totally outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
And it backs up some of the things that the conspiracy theorists say. I mean, they're always talking about how there's all these secret programs and you know these black operations and things like that.
Oh, this is just fodder for them.
It really is. Like Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Jeff in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, guys, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the media, what I call the CIA-controlled media, Operation Mockingbird. If you actually type Operation Mockingbird in your Google search, it will pull up all kind of information, which is a secret project that began in 1948, in which the CIA influenced media information propaganda.
Okay.
And basically, you know, the CIA even admitted in Congress in 1975 that it had over 400 journalists on the CIA payroll, reporters, news anchors.
Right. Yeah, I think you've told us that before.
Yeah, right. But basically, you know, what I want to say is this. A lot of the things going on in the country today, okay, wouldn't have been allowed to happen, okay, unless the media went along with it. And unless the media challenges the government, this is my point.
Yes.
Unless the media challenges the government on all of these illegal things that they are doing, all of these crimes, not only against our country, but against all the American people. And really, if everybody looks at freewebs.com.
All right. We don't have time for
CIA
plugs,
media.
But we're not going to plug the website again because you plugged it before on the air.
No, this is a completely different website.
You're making a good point, though, and what you're saying is if the media was to just simply start questioning the things that the government does, we'd have a whole lot more chance of getting some of our freedoms back. The freedoms wouldn't be disappearing as rapidly as
exactly.
They are. The media is definitely a lapdog, the major media, no doubt about
it. You have news anchors like, you know, Big Teeth Katie Couric, you know, that are running their pie hole. Big Kentucky Fried Chicken eating Al Roker.
It doesn't matter, Jeff. It doesn't matter if it's George Bush or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan or the other George Bush. It doesn't matter who's in office. The media just gets behind them and, for the most part, supports pretty much everything they do. Yes, I know they're kind of questioning the war now, but that's only because popular opinion polls are showing that most people are also questioning the war. So, for the most part, the media encourages the government. The media goes right along with what
they
do, which is why we're here now, Jeff. We are the media. Free Talk Live, yeah, I know, we're not Fox or CNN or anything like that. We certainly don't have the viewership or listenership that those people do. But we're starting. We're getting bigger. We're on 11 radio stations now, and we got more coming on board soon. I mean, I think that there could very well be a pro-liberty media revolution coming to this country.
Well,
I think it's a high time for it, don't you?
Certainly. Let me make this point also. What this means is since this is going on, the CIA controls the media, this is a violation of the First Amendment, right to a free press. This concerns all 50 states. It violates my right, your right.
Well, the press the press is still free. It's just they're bought out by the state. Thanks, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. And he might be right. I think I've heard things about, you know, the fact that former CIA members are high-ranking officials of some of the press corps.
It's certainly possible.
Anyway, let's go to Mark in Chicago. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, gentlemen, great show.
Thanks a lot.
And listen to caught you over the internet, first time listener, and I enjoyed your last conversation about the argument about licensing.
Thank you. How did you find the show?
I was just browsing. I had a tuner and saw the libertarian tag on it, and I figured I'd give you guys a listen.
Excellent. So, what's on your mind?
Well, I enjoyed the conversation. I ran across the argument of licensing before, and I think you guys are both right. When you talk about licensing, you're really talking about ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take things from a strict libertarian point of view, then the roads would all be owned by private companies.
That's correct.
And then,
Private individuals or some
right, private individuals, but they would be privately held, and they could give tolls and everything else. And each of those private companies or individuals would have to, in order to be able to insure them, do their own licensing.
This is true. I mean, they would approve you as a rider on their road. Yes.
Exactly.
That's assuming that Ian's perfect world of everything being privately owned came about.
I'm not saying it'd be a perfect world. It would just be better than the government world. I know you probably have more comments. It was a short call, so hang on, Mark, okay? 800-259-5791 for a new listener tonight.
Good deal.
We always like it when newbies come on board. 800-259-5791 because this is kind of a media revolution. I mean, we are the media here on Free Talk Live. Can you imagine it when we're going to be on 500 radio stations instead of 11? It's possible. We can do it with your help. More coming back. Free Talk Live, you take control of the show.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Only moments remain. We got some people on the line, so I don't know if we'll be able to slip your call in. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff. All of it is free. The archives, we give you a month's worth of the show, all of it on the house. Live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system. It's all free. We're not going to charge you for it, but we are asking you for a voluntary contribution, $3 a month. Totally up to you. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Or if you hate us and don't want to pay it, well, then you don't have to. Keep taking everything for free at freetalklive.com. But if you can afford $3 a month, you really should head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And join the over 130 amplifiers, Free Talk Live amplifiers, that are already on board with us. They're contributing a huge, tremendous sum of money to the show, and we're turning it right into advertising. We're turning it into promotion for Free Talk Live. I mentioned right before we went to break that we can get on more radio stations with your help. And we're going to do it anyway if you don't help us out. But if you help us with $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com, it will happen faster.
It really does help.
It's making a huge difference. Plus, something else you can do beyond amping the shows, you can call your local stations. Just go to local.freetalklive.com to get more info on that. But let's go back to the phones because there's a lot we could say about AMP. We just don't have the time because we got calls. We got to talk to Mark in Chicago. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live. First time listening to the show, and you've decided to call in at your first time listening, which I think is excellent, Mark. So what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, thanks for keeping me across, guys. I just wanted to say that the way things currently are is the state owns all the roads, and so therefore we have to have some kind of a licensing system like we have now with Patty and Selma down at the DMV. And what's interesting is in Chicago, there's kind of a middle ground that's taking effect. There's a tollway up between here and Indiana that the state actually put a 99-year lease out, and a company picked up the lease, and they're going to collect the tolls, maintain the roads, and I'm not quite sure how they're going to handle some of these things in between, but the things are moving in that direction.
Yeah, you know, I find it hard to get excited about a sweetheart deal like that. There was something similar. We reported on something very similar happening up in Canada, where a Canadian government signed a 99-year lease with some company that obviously was in good favor with the politicians in the area. And then people started complaining because the company started raising toll rates and continued to raise toll rates. And I think if one company has a guarantee on one road for 99 years, that's not that much of an improvement over the government monopoly. It really isn't. I mean, it might be a step in the right direction, but
you get the great customer service that you enjoy with the electric company.
Exactly. I'm not condoning the sweetheart deal. I just figured that it's interesting that we're somewhere along the continuum of the two of them, and things are starting to break up. Maybe.
No doubt about it. There's some experimenting going on, and some of the experimenting is really more of a free market vein. And, of course, if you want an example of how free market roads might be, look in some private neighborhoods. Those aren't government-run, and they're very well-maintained, and there's not really any problems with those. It's great driving around in a private neighborhood. There's no cops, and the roads are very nice. And some business parks have privately owned and maintained roads, and they're fine, too. I haven't really had any potholes or anything like that, and the reason is because the business wants you to be able to get to them. See, that's why private roads would work, because the businesses would want you to come to their business, so they'd have an incentive to take care of that road. Or maybe Michelin Tire would want to really promote their product, so they might buy an entire road. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways the market might decide to provide roads. There's so many different options if we just let the market handle it. Thanks for the call, Mark. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Till tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and we will see you then. It has been Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...